while you process new information, and to do so using complete sentences, each spaced on a new line on the page. While best suited to live lectures, this method can also be used to quickly make sense of new readings or to create quick summaries that can then be used later to draft essays of your own. At first, this method may seem a little tedious or time-consuming, but being deliberate in this way is precisely what makes it so effective. As you carefully prepare incoming data in sentence form, you are also shaping and organizing those ideas into a logical, organized structure. The method is straightforward. 1. Identify the broad topic and the main points you'll be covering. 2. Add details to each of these main points in the form of full sentences. 3. As you add these details, give each sentence a new line. That's it. It may sound simple, but you'd be surprised just how often your notes don't conform to so simple a criterion. Let's take a closer look at using examples to illustrate the process. One example will be fairly basic, and the other more complex to show that, although simple, the method works for topics of any kind. Step 1. Identify broad topic and main points. Say you're listening to a quick video lecture about the key differences and similarities between viral and bacterial infections. The broad topic is, obviously, types of infection, and there are two main points to be covered: the characteristics of both bacteria and viruses, and how they compare. At the top of your page, you would write the topic header, types of infection, viral versus bacterial. Then beneath that, list out the main points, differences, and similarities. This gives you a strong outline for the notes you take throughout the lecture. You might, on the other hand, have a live lecture about the many consequences of the Reformation on society. The effects of the Reformation is clearly the broad topic, but this topic will likely have many different points and subpoints, many of which you don't yet know about. In this example, you'd place the header Effects of the Reformation at the top of your page. Then, as the lecture continues, you would listen for important main points to add, such as social changes, economic changes, or religious changes when they come up. Step 2. Add details in the form of full sentences. Now you can expand on each point with concise sentences that cover just one idea each. A good sentence will be clearly connected to the broader topic and will usually state a fact or piece of data, explain a process, summarize, or connect certain ideas. For our virus and bacteria example, under the main point, differences, you might list the following sentences. Bacteria can live and replicate on its own, but viruses need a host to replicate. Some bacteria are helpful to humans, whereas there are no beneficial viruses. Viruses are not technically alive, but bacteria are living cellular organisms. For the Reformation example, you might write, "The Protestant emphasis on personal Bible reading led to dramatic increases in literacy." This could be placed beneath the subpoint of social changes. The closure of monasteries and restructuring of churches resulted in significant wealth transfer away from the church and to the nobility. This could fit beneath economic changes. Challenges to papal authority had far-reaching consequences for the political and spiritual organization of the church. This would fit beneath religious changes. Step 3. Give each new sentence its own line. As you might have guessed, you'll probably be adding sub-sentences and sub-sub-sentences to your growing outline as you listen to the lecture or make your way through the text. This is why it's important to give yourself plenty of space so that you can expand on your notes as needed. Not only will this give you a little visual clarity, it will also help you understand these ideas relative to one another. As the lecture on the Reformation unfolds, for example, you might find